with Plessinger, but it's okay.
Austin Faulkner, hey man, you have really been through the ringer. Southwick, we saw you had a second, probably a win smashed away from you this week. After that first moto, you had to have been like, did I step on a black cat? Like, what did I do?
Yeah, I was definitely questioning some stuff after that first moto. Just two weekends in a row, kind of not really my fault. I left the door open a little bit that in the first moto. I went outside, and I even, like, at the apex of the turn, I kind of glanced down, and I was like, all right, I got, like, he's not going to get there. And then just bam, and my front tire hit his back tire, and it got, like, sucked up and just basically looped it and landed on my knee. Bike was all tweaked up. I got 35th. I didn't even finish.
And at that point, you're just, like, going, F my life.
Yeah, like I came from whatever, second, third, or, like, no, I got the whole shot, got past the third, came back, got into the lead, and then that happens. Like, I feel like I was the fastest guy today. Mm-hmm. I had the fastest lap in both motos, I think.
Yep.
So I feel like I was I mean, obviously, if I had the fastest lap first both motos, I was the fastest guy today, and just didn't work out another week that kind of just didn't go the way I wanted it to. But I'm really happy with my bike right now and my riding. We did some testing this week and got it, like, pretty mint. So
second motor, you come from fifth or sixth from what I saw into second. That was nice.
Yeah, I started five gates from the outside and got seventh, eighth place start, which is pretty damn good from that far out. And then I came from there, had to pass some pretty fast guys, got into second, and just put it kind of on cruise control. I put on a charge to catch Aaron. I think I got it down to 4 seconds at one point. And then just, like, the track was so gnarly that, like, I could have put a late race charge in, but just I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to finish one moto. I had a second, so I was like, all right, like, just, you know, finish. And
how frustrating has it been for you? I mean, look, we thought you'd be one of these title contenders in here. We Hangtown, it crashed out. Southwick, it's been hot and cold for you. Is it tough during the week? I mean, again, we know you have the speed. I think everybody knows that. But has it been tough during the week to try to block all that out and stay positive?
Honestly, I feel like the weeks that I do bad or that I have something go wrong are more motivating week of training, because just like that happened. And, like, especially after Southwick this week, I feel like I was pretty, because I was like, all right, like, I'm one of the fastest guys, and I just, you know, bad luck. I can do the same thing this weekend at Redbud. So, like, just keep doing what I'm doing. And
in a way, it's a positive if you turn it into that, right?
I mean, yeah, like, obviously it's not, because it sucks, but you just got to turn it into a positive and train harder during the week.
Okay, so the bet was, if you didn't win by Redbud, Bloss said you're going to shave your hair, which I'm endorsing because you and your buddy have the same haircuts, and I get you confused, and nobody knows who's who. So, but we're at Redbud, he just drove off, and you still have your hair.
Well, it was our trainer, Robbie Raynard, that made that bet, and it was never a fully I wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'll do it for sure. It was never a fully, but then he started being like, oh, what, are you not confident that you can win by Redbud? He started throwing that stuff at me, and I was like, well, I think I can win. And he was like, well, then what's the problem with the bet?
Yeah.
And I was never like, okay, I'll do it. I was just kind of like, like, we'll see. Benny obviously is on board with it.
He's been going with that.
He's definitely on board with it.
Yeah.
Robbie's definitely on board with it. I don't know. I got 2 weeks to think about it, so who knows? I might show up next race with no hair.
Let's shave your buddy's hair. There we go.
That'll work.
Get Bloss's hair.
Yeah, well, Benny said that if I was like, well, why don't you shave your hair? And he says, well, if you shave my hair, it's not going to grow back, because I guess he has, like, a receding hairline, and he's afraid that his hair days are coming to an end. And he's like, your hair will grow back, no problem. Like, you got a lot of hair. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. So
how about Benny? You don't just get one good ride and then, you know, rest on the laurels and do shitty the second moto, right?
No, I wanted to make a bet with him. I was like, all right, if I have to win one, you have to get podium at one. That's what the bet was. There was a bet. I had to win one. He had to podium, and one of my other friends, that this is his first race, had to make the motos. All of us lost.
All right, well, we'll see at Millville what happens. But, hey, nice job today, although, again, frustrating first moto. But overall, we can see it's coming soon, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully soon.
Right.